Joining us now on SB Nation Radio, the legendary sports broadcaster, Dick Stockton. Dick, welcome in with David and Carla.
David and Carla, great to be on with you. Thanks for asking me to come on.
Well, great to have you. So you yesterday were covering the Rams and Jaguars, and what a great start the Rams are off to, certainly better than anybody anticipated. Jared Goff playing well, Todd Gurley running well. Have they surprised you thus far?
Oh, without question. And, you know, I think Sean McVay deserves a lot of credit. You know, he was an offensive guru in Washington and helped Kirk Cousins become a decent quarterback in that team. And you couldn't have asked for a better guy to help Jared Goff, who a lot of people thought may have been a bad number two pick for the Rams last year after Carson Wentz, but he's proving his worth this year.
He really is, Dick. And it seems like in games where Gurley has a lot of carries, 20 or more, they're winning. 20 or less carries, they're not winning. Do you attribute the success, the on-field success, more to Gurley, Goff, the combination, or really just what Sean McVay is doing overall?
Well, that's a good question, Carla. And I think in this situation, every game is different and it presents different things. And so it's not a matter of a team going into meetings saying, we are going to run you or we're going to pass to you. And so what they do is that they see what the defense gives them. Mm-hmm. And so when they played Seattle, they knew that Seattle was gearing up against Gurley with their really outstanding defense, so they were more pass-happy in that game. In this game, they were able to run the ball more because they knew what kind of a strong defense, especially secondary, and with Calais Campbell up front, and he showed it, that the Jaguars showed. So I think in every game, people think, who are they going to go to? They never do that. They always say, what plays will work? And then what happens is when the play is run, who's covered and who's not, and they go to the man who's not.
We're talking to Hall of Fame sports broadcaster Dick Stockton. So, Dick, on the other side of the ball, the Jaguars, how they look to you? What'd you see?
Oh, they're a good defense. In fact, both defenses played very well in the game. I think the difference in the game was the fact that, you know, the special teams was dominated by the Rams. You know, the 103-yard kickoff return in the beginning, the block punt and the touchdown. You know, a lot of times people forget about how the special teams, the punts, the kickoffs, you know, affect the game, field goals and so forth, and that was the difference, I think, in the game.
And with Jacksonville, Dick, they continue to struggle at home despite, like, this incredible defense and a great running game. Is Blake Bortles the guy that can take them the distance?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know whether Blake Bortles is one of the premier quarterbacks in the league, but I know that Doug Marrone is a guy who's a hard-nosed, throwback kind of coach. He was an offensive lineman. He believes in running the ball, which they do effectively. They have two outstanding runners. They have a good line to run with, and they have a great defense. And so that's their formula for winning. It could change along the lines as time goes on. As far as the home games are concerned, like in many, and you can see here the crowd is into it and they're not into it. You know, when you do games in Miami or in Jacksonville or in Tampa or in San Diego when they played there, or even in Los Angeles, there is not the kind of intense crowd support that you get in places like New England,
Philadelphia,
mm-hmm. Boston, and Chicago and Green Bay, obviously, and other places like that. So there is a difference in the crowd reaction.
We are joined by Dick Stockton, a Fox TNT Hall of Fame play-by-play announcer. Dick, Miami, you mentioned, that's a team that you know well. Is Jay Cutler the guy for them? I know Adam Gase is doing wonderful things there in Miami, and their run game is looking good. Is Cutler who they need right now to get them through?
Well, Adam Gase thinks so, and he's an outstanding quarterback coach. And, of course, they wouldn't have won yesterday without Jay Cutler. I think that people always look at the quarterback and they look at the body language of the quarterback, and Jay Cutler is not, you know, just the cheerful guy around, but he's the best quarterback on the team by far. I mean, I think so. I think he's the best quarterback that they could have. I think the problem is that he didn't get good protection. When you don't get good protection, people always look at the quarterback. They don't see how much he has to worry about the rush and has to get rid of the ball earlier than he wants to. Even when he wants to get rid of it quickly, it's you know, not in timing and sync. The fact that he threw the touchdown, he got there to beat a great Atlanta team on the road 17-0, proves to me that Cutler's the right guy. Cutler has not been the problem of this team. He hadn't played greatly, but there have been other problems with this team. But here they are, standing 3-2 on the season with all of the problems they have, because not surprisingly, with Adam Gase.
We're talking to Dick Stockton, legendary sports broadcaster. Dick, let's shift gears to the Packers. They lose Aaron Rodgers. They've got Brett Hundley and Callahan on the roster at quarterback. Do you see them picking up somebody else, and who would that be?
It doesn't matter who they pick up. Whoever they pick up doesn't know the offense. It's a very tough blow. You go to any team in the league, and you say, let's eliminate the quarterback, especially when you look at a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who they pick up. Now, they're a good football team, so they're not going to go down, and they're not going to die quickly. But it's going to be tough. The thing that they have going for them is that they don't have that many dominant teams in the NFC, and if they hang in there and win a few games, even though they won't be a dominant team and they will not win the division, maybe they can squeeze in and get in the playoffs. But where are they really going to go?
Oh, it's so true, and it's so unfortunate because Aaron Rodgers was already putting up, you know, what looked to be an MVP type of season. But a name that we're hearing about every single day, we can't escape it, is Colin Kaepernick. Should he still be in the unemployment line, Dick?
You know, I don't really know about that. You know, here's what I've always felt, and is that teams know what they need. They know, I mean, I'm not that proficient enough to assess how a quarterback is. I'm not a personnel guy. I'm not a general manager. I'm certainly not a coach. And so I can't make, and I don't think anyone can really make the judgment that about how good or bad Colin Kaepernick is and whether a team should have him or not. It depends on what teams decide. So I kind of stay out of that. I don't make those decisions. You know, I love the job I have. I call games, you know, 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. They're ready to play. I call the games between the lines. I love that, and I stay out of all the rest of it.
That's what makes you a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
We're talking to Dick Stockton on SB Nation Radio. Okay, Dick, let's go to the Houston Texans. They're doing, I think, better at the quarterback position than anybody ever would have thought. They began the year with Tom Savage. Watson's come in, and he's been outstanding. How far can Watson take the Texans in his rookie year?
Well, I mean, there's the limit to what you can do in a rookie year, but I think he has been phenomenal. And I look at the three teams that traded up to get quarterbacks this year, and I said that at the time. I wrote it in my blog, dstockton.com, way back then when the draft was held, and I'm not second-guessing, I'm first-guessing here, and I did then. And that is the teams that traded up to get the picks. Mitch Trubisky in Chicago, trading up over San Francisco. Where are they in the quarterback derby? Pat Mahomes, now Kansas City doesn't need him because they have Alex Smith, who's leading them on a 5-1 season so far, but he'll be the quarterback of the future. And Houston Texans trading up over the Arizona Cardinals to get Deshaun Watson when the Cardinals had the aging, quarterback that they had. And so it's something that the smart teams, it's the quick and the dead, and those teams were quick enough to do it. And I think Deshaun Watson showed immediately. And he's a mature guy. He's an intelligent guy. And now you say, how far can they go? They can win the division. And if Deshaun Watson as a rookie comes in and leads them to winning the division, that's pretty good.
We're talking to Dick Stockton. It is interesting. The inverse of those teams that traded up to get a quarterback is the Browns. They keep trading back and accumulating picks and passing on quarterbacks. And, boy, they're struggling at the position today. Texans got the best of them yesterday and a big win there. Let's talk Cowboys for a minute. You covered the Cowboys many years. They're 2-3. They're not where everybody might have thought they would be. How do you see their bouncing back?
Well, I think that if you look at the my opinion of the NFC East is that Philadelphia is right now the class of the league, and I think they will prove to be that. But Dallas is second, and sometimes we've played less than half a season. And the Cowboys aren't where they want to be, and they haven't played as well as he did a year ago. But it's a 16-game season, and the question is, people draw conclusions every week. They want to take your temperature every week about how good or not good you are. Are you going to the Super Bowl or not? Even the story about the Eagles, who have played well, are they the team going to the Super Bowl? No one's thinking Super Bowl right now. In December, late December, you'll have an idea who the possible teams are to get into the playoffs. And then you have the playoffs to decide the Super Bowl. So I think it's folly now to really overanalyze the Dallas Cowboys. They're just a good football team. We know that. They haven't played up to their capabilities. Are they out of the playoffs? No.
All right. That's the great Dick Stockton. Dick, thank you so much for joining David and Carla here on SB Nation Radio.
Pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me on with you guys. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.